Hey, it's the Tiltcast, episode 83, Sign My Petition.
Arr.
Hey, so this week we talked about a lot of Pirates and Risen 2.
It's horrific.
We also talked a lot about Assassin's Creed Revelations for some reason. And then we talked about some Defense Grid and, of course, some really big Skyrim news. So, hey, you should stick around and tune in.
And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. It's the kids with the bits that we call man tits, coming from you live from the living room of Justin and Trent. The swingest play that sucks.
Yeah, that sucked bad.
We're gonna keep it because it's funny. The kids with the bits that you call man tits.
Is that like chesticles?
I call them manticles.
A friend of mine at work was telling me that's what, like, hairy man boobs are called. They call them chesticles.
No homo.
Anyway. No homo, yeah.
Okay. So, where are we doing the... You're my wingman? I'm your wingman?
I don't know. We're not really moderating tonight.
Yeah, we're not.
This could be a dangerous experiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what happens when people leave us to our own devices.
Yes. Holly had an engagement and so did Will, so... It's just us.
We had a really badass episode last night too.
It was funny as hell. I know it was so great. Then technical difficulties.
Yeah, goddamn mic cable.
Yeah. So
it's probably the 40-foot lead we got going from here to there.
That one's not busted. I've used it for other things. I don't have a problem with it. So
something's fucking up.
I don't know.
Something's fucking up in this household.
Probably. But anyways,
it feels better to blame it on you.
Nice. Anyways, so. We are back with our own little brand of the Tiltcast tonight.
Well, I mean, it's only fitting. I mean, me and you have been on more episodes than everybody else.
That's true. That's true.
I've missed one or two.
No, you've missed a few, like three, four.
Yeah. I have not missed three or four.
You've missed about three, four, yeah.
Maybe three.
Yeah.
I missed it on a business trip once.
Let's not go into this. I don't want to hear you go, like, there was the one time, and then there was that other time. And yeah, I don't want to do this. Anyways.
We've both been on at least 80 episodes.
No, I've missed it like four of them, four or five.
Four.
So that puts me back in the 70s because we're like at episode 83, I think. So we're getting close to the 100th.
Oh, the 100th, we're going to have to do something really over the top.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be murder in the streets.
Maybe a really famous special guest would be great.
You should talk to Vin Diesel.
I'll see what I can do.
You got several weeks to prepare.
Facebook thing,
you got at least half a year to prepare, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to make another account, one where I haven't sent him any creepy letters from, so...
That weekly thing that you've been doing?
No. What?
Like, with a webcam?
No, I don't have a webcam anymore, but...
Anymore?
Yeah.
No. That was the one that sat under your desk, wasn't it?
Yeah, the crotch cam. The crotch cam. Yeah. No, I don't have that anymore. But then I'll see if I can get a special guest.
You call it the Nutty Buddy?
Call it the Nutter Butter.
The Nutter Butter.
Nutter Butter Cam.
So, I like Nutty Buddy better.
Actually, it's the Nut and Honey Cam. I like that.
The Honey Cam?
No, Nut and Honey.
Bit of Honey.
It's where you can see my morning dew. When I'm wet.
Kind of made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
I heard like a disgruntled sound from outside.
It was like, did the pipes grow? Yeah,
it was a car start, but it sounded like a oh. It was kind of funny. Anyways.
That was my bowels preparing to throw up.
We sound high, so we should probably get this kind of like rolling in a good direction here. So we're just talking about weird shit. Anyways, so yeah.
Isn't that kind of what we do?
Yeah, but we're going into really weird, strange waters here. Strange
waters.
We will be
going into some strange waters here soon.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump into things. So
what about what have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Assassin's Creed Revelations. I bought Supreme Command 2. I just haven't got a chance to play it yet. I like the first one. It's a RTS game. We'll go into that later. Work. Lots and lots of work.
Are you working on a magazine?
Yes. My company has put out a magazine. And it's a tech guide, basically, a tech magazine that we're going to do highlights, this, that, stuff like that. Our first issue is going to have some SEO information, like search engine optimization from the genius Mr. Jason Clark that I work with. He's a SEO guy, content writer.
You need to tell him what we need to do for our site.
Yeah. And then we're going to...
pretty damn indie right now.
Well, he's going to actually... he's doing a full article piece on how to search engine optimize your YouTube videos.
Nice.
So, I mean, if you type in, like, Tulsa SEO expert, he's, like, top of the list, like, right there, top page. Boom. He's there.
Well, I mean, if you type in, like, Tulsa ice cream
truck. Yeah, I know. I asked him. I even looked at him. I said, what happens if you type in, like, SEO expert? He's like, I don't know. Friday is like, I'm on page two. I'm like, should work on that angle. You know? But either way, because, you know, a lot of this stuff is regional, so you do look for specific cities. You know, like, if you're a company in Tulsa, you want to find somebody local who can do what you need, you're going to type in Tulsa.
Well, yeah. So, for somebody like us, I mean, we're looking at more of a...
Yeah, that's more of a broader
global
scale.
Domination
scale. Yeah, for that one, there's a few things and little tips and tricks that you can do, so we'll go into that off mic. But either way, I'm doing a Photoshop tutorial on there, which is basically, there's a lot of people I know who want to do graphic novels, you know, who want to make, you know, art comics. And... but they can't draw for shit, you know. So, but they have a good eye. So I'm just like, well, there is a way that you can take photos and turn them into graphic novel looking pictures in Photoshop in like two easy steps. It's really easy filtering, and if you do that, then you can kind of, it's kind of fun that way. Then you get to stage your entire shots, you know, and you can kind of get everything set up and include people you know in them. And so I'm going to do a tutorial on how to basically do that. I'm also being interviewed in the magazine as well, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think, are we getting a print article in there?
Yeah, we are. We're getting an ad put in there for free, and my company is going to list us on their website. We have to do the same for them, though. But either way, a little bit of free promotion there, going back and forth. And
shall we roll?
Yeah, and for those who are wondering, I don't work in a magazine company, so I work for a media marketing, basically like an art director. For this media marketing company, so I basically design logos and websites and stuff like that. And there's another art director I work with who's actually my best friend's husband, and he and I work together. We're about to become the full fledged art department.
The two of you.
I will never have to code another website again. Oh, fucking Luya, dude! I can't wait.
And it's while you're doing that, I'm going deeper and deeper and deeper into SQL coding.
There you go.
So, I'm working on the extreme nerd side of that stuff.
Just wait till Trilogy coding comes. Sorry.
Now we're just losing people.
Yeah, sequel and trilogy.
Yeah.
Well, no, with HTML5 coming out, I'm really excited because there's already some cool stuff going on. I mean, I like to code from scratch, but I've taken a look at some of the HTML5 builder websites that have already come along, and like the Twix team put out one, and it's actually really cool looking. And some of the stuff is you can do is basically Flash replaced all the coding. They actually have. Translators that'll actually take Flash and translate it into HTML5 for you, so you can make Flash and then pump it in there, and it'll actually turn into coding with PNG files and all that crap and get set to where you actually don't need Flash anymore. So
I could see that alright for like slideshows. It just like full blown animation would be kind of a bitch.
Oh, check out the Arcade Fire's website. They've had it for quite a long time. It's a regular website, but in the background, for the background of the page, there's this big tree.
Yeah,
and there's little tiny crows flying around the entire screen.
Yeah,
and they follow your mouse, sort of. And it's actually really cool looking. Some of the stuff you can do. The Wayland Industries for the Alien, the new Alien movie coming out, Prometheus.
Yeah.
That website's done HTML5, very well done. And what it is basically this flat screen with these little bubbles that are moving in the background, cool little spheres, and everything's just sliding divs that moves around, all with HTML5.
Interesting.
It's very, very impressive stuff.
Aren't you guys doing a centerfold piece?
Now you're just coaching. Yeah, I need to stop. I'll get to these things. My boss was talking about how he wanted to do a centerfold in the middle of it, and I thought that was kind of gross, you know, because I didn't know what he had said. He said that he gets a centerfold. And then one of the girls I work with mentioned her cat, whose name I don't remember, but it's a hairless cat with gigantic testicles. And... we thought it'd be funny. I started throwing out ideas about what we can do with this cat, like tip over a teacup and put its balls in the teacup and just take a picture of the cat. And then we came up with the idea of calling it Naughty Kitty. And Bruce, one of the guys I work with, he said, Naughty Kitty? Man, you guys need to quit it. And I was just like, that's the name! Naughty Kitty, quit it. Naughty Kitty, quit it. And we could just take the cat and put all kinds of weird things, like put a butcher's apron on it.
Yeah.
With a little mask. And have his balls hanging out the bottom in front of his little dachshund wrapped up in saran wrap like Dexter.
You know, we talked about this last night, yeah. And I couldn't get it out of my head. Like, everywhere I looked, there was a cat's ball sitting on something.
They're a huge ball. They're huge
balls. Like, I've never seen the cat, but I imagined some gigantic balls.
I imagine something like, me, but... like the hairless cat from Austin Powers, something like that, with like just gigantic balls on it.
That's kind of disturbing.
That's what I'm imagining. It's pretty creepy.
Cat balls.
Mm-hmm. Kitty balls. But either way, been doing that. I've been doing the whole layout for the magazine, the front cover, the pages, and I've been just researching, so I took a couple of Game Informers to work with me. And I was sitting there at my desk, and they're reading Game Informer. But it's research, goddammit, I swear to God. And pretty fun stuff. But other than that, just some Assassin's Creed, play some Defense Grid all weekend, because I love that fucking game. And that's about it. What about you?
Well, for people listening to last week's episode, they knew that I was out on business, so I ended up Skyping in, which, before I Skype in again, I'm going to make sure that my internet's better. Maybe next time I'll go to, like, fucking Subway.
Yeah. I was telling you, I got to IHOP, you know?
Just be that creepy guy in the back that's talking into a headset. Mm. People wonder what the fuck I'm
doing. They were talking about the time I actually stopped a robbery at a Subway, and I didn't even know it. It was the one on 15th Street right by Hideaway Pizza.
Yeah.
And I would go in there with my laptop and play Battlefront and stuff like that. And I went walking out to the front to get a refill, and this dude was just standing there, and he like turned around and walked out, and the chick just like kind of went in the back and grabbed the phone and was talking to somebody. I was like, okay, whatever. Got my refill. Then she comes over to me, and she goes like, hey, do you want a free sandwich or anything? I was like, why? She goes, I think that guy was about to like rob me. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, he kept trying to walk behind the line and come back behind there, and she was trying to tell him not to, to go away, and he just kept trying to walk back there, and then I popped out, so he took off.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's crazy. And I was like, yeah, I'll take a free sandwich. They wouldn't give me a cookie, though. So,
why wouldn't they give you a cookie?
I don't know. I guess they count those every day. I have no fucking clue.
It's just dough.
I know, it's just dough.
Just like the bread.
Yeah. They have good chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, I ended up doing the work thing, ended up trying out a bunch of, like, restaurants and stuff in Denver, and that was pretty neat.
Nice.
Got a pretty decent budget to write shit off, so I was just like, well, if I'm going to be writing stuff off, I'll probably be spending a little bit more than I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I'm really broke now, waiting on my check to come back for that.
But yeah, but you didn't make it to the microbrewery, did you?
No, and I figured if I made it to the microbrewery, I wasn't going to be getting out of the microbrewery anytime soon.
Yeah.
Probably like, a good idea that
like
I didn't.
Peter Griffin.
I went in there and spent like $300.
Yeah. You come out with like a sweater and a fucking paddle with the fucking logo embroidered on it and 20 cases of beer empty. So you look like a fanboy.
Yeah. Well, fanboy for beer. I mean, having a beer right now, I'm happy.
Yeah. No, but what else have you been doing?
I mean, gaming. I played some free-to-play games last week and played Risen 2 a lot. I mean, get into that. And goddamn, have I been addicted as shit to fucking Game of Thrones. Just testing out a product for work, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna try watching some, you know, HBO on the go. Sort of. And I've watched the entire first season. Like, and it's only Thursday. And so for all of you that are listening to us later, we're sorry. Things didn't go out as planned. Gave me more time for Game of Thrones, though. So, I'm not entirely pissed off about that.
And it also gave us time to get a really big piece of news this morning that we'll go into later.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Huge news.
So, I mean, overall, I mean, it's been an interesting week, though not real eventful. Hopefully that'll change tomorrow night. I'm going out to the bar with Victor and my old boss, so.
Oh, is his barbecue still on?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, we're doing that. I'll be doing that next day.
Yeah, I'll be going with you.
So... there should be some stories for next week.
I go stare at women until they get awkward about it. No, that's good. I'm going to bring a couple cigars.
Well, he's got about 30 people showing up, so.
Oh, yeah. No, I got to bring a cigar for him for his birthday. He can smoke it and like it.
That's okay, yeah, for new for,
I can't remember.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, good.
For newcomers, we will periodically bring up people. Victor is one of our friends that just really knows how to have a good time. So, really fun guy.
Well, he's like a gay frat boy, but he's like straight and a hardcore gamer.
A hardcore gamer that girls just like fall over dead for.
Yeah, and he looks like a little boy. That's the creepy part about it. So, but now he's like a hard, like, how many hours does he have in Dragon Age 2?
Like 80?
Yeah, something like that.
More than any normal person should ever have.
Yeah, he's
played through all the alternate. He's playing through all the alternate endings right now in Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
I think he's, in a Mass Effect 2 game, he's like 60 hours in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the boy knows how to RPG.
Yeah, he does.
So, but yeah. I'm gonna, I guess maybe there'll be a show later that night, so I don't know if I'll do that or not. Obviously, we got Gauntlet, so I guess it won't be, but...
Yeah. Yeah, we got that planned out for a nice oldie goodie.
Yeah, so that'll actually be pretty fun.
We're actually on ball tonight because we have our question figured out, we got our gauntlet figured out, we got all that, so... Yeah.
We got everything kind of nailed down to a T.
Yeah.
So, but... What?
No, I was just thinking, it's like, it's weird. We finally are organized, but we're down two people. It's kind of funny.
They may be more organized than we realize.
Yeah, it might be. Maybe they've been holding us back.
I don't know. Maybe we're just more organized than we realize.
Maybe we should just think about trading them out.
Well, I'm going to say we had some emails and stuff, so I mean, if we want to go through some of that stuff.
People who want to join? We can trade them out. No, that's good. Yeah, let's go and jump in before it gets really awkward. As he pulls out the emails.
Yeah, and I'm trying to turn around and talk at the same time, and I can't read with one eye, so.
It's like, my debts keep getting in the way. Anyway, sorry. That was funny.
So, without further ado, we have Ian. Ian goes to the nasty one, the antelope one, the Mexican food one, and the badger of interest one. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about the possibilities of Skyrim DLC. So I have two questions. The first of which would you like to see happen in... what would you like to see happen in Skyrim DLC? And... I don't know. What did we...
Well, I know that Will wanted in to go to Elsevier, which is the Khajiit homeland.
The Kitty City.
Huh?
The Kitty City.
Yeah, the Kitty City. It's like, meow. Sit there and play with fucking yarn all day.
Hang out with
like,
balls.
It's like in Tamriel and shit, they're all hardcore fucking moonsugar addicts. But whenever you get to actually their homeland, they're all just little fluffy kitties. It's
like, I wonder if you get in a sword fight with a Khajiit, if you could just like toss a ball of yarn. It'll like distract them long enough to like stab them in the heart.
It's about your pussy showing. That's what they do. I've always been kind of creeped out with the Khajiits. You're just like, how would you fuck that?
That even crossed my mind.
I just like, how would you have sex with that?
You lift the tail up.
Funny enough, I'm not gonna go into it, but no, yeah, it's kind of. I wonder if there's ones that shave.
I don't want to think about that.
Especially in that day and time, because they really don't have razors. They got to use like a broken bottle.
They had razors.
To shave their cat vaginas. Anyways. Interesting. But that's what Will...
Yeah, you
said. His input was. You and I had the same...
More or less.
From yeah.
Kind of revisit the whole area for
Red Guards. Yeah. Just kind of because I love playing Red Guards and Great Race. And... I remember I reminisced that the last time I played anything other than a Red Guard was, I think, Morrowind.
I don't know. I kind of want to see it go, after playing so much Risen, I kind of want to see it go more the way of the, like, different islands or something like that.
Yeah.
That might be kind of neat.
Yeah, who knows what they'll do. I know that they're wanting to make it more of an expansion pack than an actual DLC, so they can make it bigger and make it huge. And definitely add on to everything, because...
Yeah, I kind of hate the term DLC, honestly. I like it when people are like, game developers are like, we're just going to add, like, 40 hours of the game.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they've said with Skyrim.
Like, and I don't want it to just be 40 hours of wandering around. I'd like to see, like, 20 or 40 hours of just doing something, quest or something, you know?
Yeah, and that's kind of what their angle has been with the Skyrim DLC that they've discussed, is that, you know, DLC is not the right word. They don't want to call it a DLC, and they just want to make it an actual expansion to the game. And with the term expansion, actually expand the whole world. I hope that as well. So
it'd probably be $30.
Probably. I mean, what was it? Dragon Age did that with their origin. Sorry, the
Origins expansion.
Yeah, the Origins expansion was like $30. And I was just that's fucked up. So
it was a fair amount of game, but I mean, when you compare it to RPGs, though, it didn't feel very long.
Yeah.
You're used to with RPGs getting, a, you know, 30, 40 hours period, and it was like an extra 13 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
For $30, I just, I don't know.
Just doesn't cut it.
It was pretty good, but not $30 good.
Yeah. Then again, I mean, given the time that's gone by, I wouldn't mind seeing Tamriel, you know, again.
I've almost gotten to the point of replaying it.
Yeah, Morrowind. I wouldn't mind seeing it and seeing what's happened within the time frame that that the game takes place in. It'd be interesting to go back and see like Vivec,
yeah,
especially done up with the modern graphics and everything.
I'd like to see anything but Oblivion Gates. Oblivion Gates for the downfall of Oblivion.
You were all about Oblivion Gates. Like,
no, I wasn't.
I thought you said something like, I'd like to see another Oblivion Gate. And we were just like, what?
No. I'm totally okay. Against Oblivion Gates.
Okay. Yeah, because Oblivion Gates were kind of bullshit. It was the same thing every time you went through. It's like, oh, you're a lost guard, huh? Well, you just stay here. I'm going to go beat the fuck out of these things.
And go to the top of the tower.
Yeah. And it's like, whenever you're in the tower, it's like every time you come out to the hall of whatever, you walk through the door, it's like, okay, it's going to be a guy on the left. And a dude at the far end. You walk in, kill him, and then you fucking see the other guy. And then you just go, okay, I'm going to walk out this door. They're going to try and flank me. You walk through the same fucking thing every goddamn time. It was just kind of boring.
Well, it didn't help that every Oblivion plane, or plane of Oblivion, pretty much looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
So. Then go on to his second question here. The second, which would be, would you like to see the next Elder Scrolls game, or where would you like to see it located? So. We pretty much discussed that.
Well, sort of. We talked about the DLC. The actual next game, 6.
It's going to be hard to top Skyrim.
Well, I'm trying to think of a funny name for it, because they've already had like Morrowind, Oblivion, and Skyrim been the newer ones, and they had, was it Daggerfall?
Yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah, that's one of the, that's like the first one I ever played. And then they had Arenas, which wasn't a regular Elder Scrolls game, but it's like kind of a funny name because Skyrim is pretty fucking funny in my opinion. Although it makes sense why they named it that. It really feels like you're at the rim of where the sky meets the earth. Well, it's really awesome.
All the mountains and everything.
Yeah, it's like Valhalla, you know, and it's just beautiful. But I have no idea what they would call it. But either way, where they would go, the whole idea of the islands, actually having a chain of islands being the saying of the game, would be kind of cool, where you're just like a massive chain of island chain.
It'd give you a rowboat, take you to the next island
that you're kind of just working through. Yeah. And then if you're on PC, you can turn the jump skill on to where you can go like jump 100 and you can just jump from fucking island to island. So, which is always very entertaining. But yeah, seeing something like that, maybe like Soltheim,
yeah,
which was in Morrowind. That was in Tamriel. That was they had the DLC pack for that one that came out. Sorry, an expansion that actually let you go there, if I recall, and that was off the north shore of Tamriel. And once again, that brings me back to saying revisit Tamriel. It'd be nice to kind of see what's happened. So,
well, with that, I'm going to kind of bring it around to our question last week. So last week we asked people, what's your view on microtransactions in the free-to-play game releases?
Mm-hmm.
And we got some pretty lengthy responses.
Well, I think in general, all of us kind of said that if they don't inhibit you with the way that you play the game, if it keeps you from moving forward and actually having fun, then they suck.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was gonna say, see, Matt went ahead and said, I don't mind them as long as it sticks to just vanity items or something like extra double XP.
Yeah.
Using microtransactions to expand the game turns me away. I don't want to be able to play the game at my. I want to be able to play the game at my leisure and not feel like I'm having part of my life shoved down my throat.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, technical difficulties here.
Well, now I'm just going to show you something. There you go.
Oh.
Screen zoom.
my glasses.
Just press control minus to go back to normal. No, so.
Should have done that well.
What master secrets?
Know how to do that. Anyways, where was I at? So it said, if you want to make money like that, then start charging people for the content, and if you want to beat WoW, make a good balanced game that's fun and accessible to everyone. Travis said, League of Legends makes me broke, so it works. Nimp said, as long as the game really is free to play instead of free to a point, it's fine.
Yeah.
The other Justin says, as long as the game transactions do not water down the game, the transactions in League of Legends are a good example. They allow you to get more champions and level faster, however, it doesn't change the gameplay.
Yeah.
I agree as well. League is fucking good. Paul said, hello, Tiltcasters. Regarding your question, I believe free-to-play is great if used properly. Example is League of Legends.
Did you say Tiltclapter?
I might have said that because my... I need a drink.
Tiltclapter. Sounds like a German version of the clap.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like, oh, you got this, don't Tiltclapter.
So, but he said if you can experience the full game without dropping a penny, but in some cases... free-to-play damages the game experience by not letting you use some classes, skills, chapters of story, and more if you don't buy it, which means changes the gameplay. Altogether, great show as always, and keep up the awesome work. Also, yeah. He says, Terra isn't free-to-play, and it'd be nice if you could make a gauntlet on PC. So, for League of Legends, Team Fortress 2, Super Monday Night Combat, and in the end, it's free. So, best regards, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back through the inbox here. We had
a letter from... Was it Joseph?
No. I'm gonna go to shit.
You're gonna go to shit?
Yeah, I accidentally logged out. Alright, so
awesome.
Jason M says, on the fence here. On the win side, in regards to our question. Again, he brings it up. League of Legends, Clash of the Dragons, and Magic the Gathering tactics have always earned my money. They have great models that should be copied to future games. You can play without paying a dime, and you don't have and have a great time, or you can spend a little cash and have an even better time. On the fail side, insert Asian WoW Diablo fighting game clone here, Grindfest Online, and most of, not all, clicky Facebook games, Android and iPhone games. The lower standards and remind me of the old Atari days. Even worse, there are at least 9 games I see on the Android market right now that I have copies of on 5 1/4 inch floppies for my C64 and VIC-20.
Yeah.
So, and reskinned and sold with a new name. Agreed. In between, looking only at the free-to-play versions, Dungeons & Dragons, EverQuest 2, Lord of the Rings, and DC Online are good games. Not great, mind you. Just don't know how I feel about them. The business model is broken somehow. I spent some money on D&D Online for extra classes, but the grind was annoying. I think too many games come out like this. If too many of these come out, they'll lower the quality of upcoming pay-to-play games, since backers will be unwilling to invest large amounts of cash to produce a game that has free-to-play equivalents in an overly saturated market. Anyways, T-minus 13 days until it doesn't matter, Jason. Some of your listeners make good money and would probably be willing to donate to the show, but are lazy, so it needs to be easy, like a PayPal donate button or something.
No, for us?
Yeah.
It's like, pay for our whiskey.
Yeah. Pay for our beer.
Trust me, we're 10 times funnier when we're trash drunk. Yeah.
We thought about that. We got to work tomorrow.
Well, we should do a Saturday. Yeah, like a Saturday episode. But to be honest, I think we'd probably forget how to use the equipment at some point, and it would just be muffled.
We can do a drunk episode.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. We got to get a lot of people to get, well, got to get at least 5 people drunk. That should be actually pretty easy.
Who would make a good 5th drunk?
Jason?
John.
John?
John would actually.
Oh, yeah, that could be entertaining.
Yeah, John, Carousel John drunk is
amazing.
A treat. He'll start whipping up White Russians for everybody and just fuck, it's over at that point.
Well, you don't know, like, it's like he's like a sneaker drunk. Like, it.
Yeah.
Like, you think he's pretty good, and then at some point that just belligerence comes out. You're like, whoa, he's trashed.
Yeah. Well, I remember that night he came over and we watched From Paris with Love,
mm-hmm.
and I was drinking White Russians with him. I was making mine really strong, and I got really fucked up on White Russians. I was surprised. I was just like, I am actually pretty fucking trashed.
Yeah, some good times. Good times.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wish I had more beer tonight.
I got those honey wheat.
I might try one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I gotta take the bottles back, so definitely do.
Oh, you need to get rid of those, huh?
Yeah, I gotta take the bottles back, so.
Well, we got a regular email that somehow I forgot was a regular email.
Is this Sophie?
This is Sophie. This is our number one fan.
Hey, Sophie.
Hey, we enjoy we enjoy your number one fandom.
I want to eat your pie. Oh, that's so creepy.
She makes cupcakes.
Well, she makes, like, cakes and cupcakes and stuff. So she's like, I want to eat your pie. You know, it's kind of creepy. Also, she's kind of a hot British chick. So that's a plus. And I just touched your hand. That's totally weird.
We have to sit kind of close.
We don't have to.
I can't scoot back. This chair doesn't have wheels. I just tried, and I dug my feet in, and the carpet moved, and that was it.
Yeah.
That kind of sucked. So anyway, Sophie. Hey, Overseas Pals. Obviously, I'm from England, and I was just wondering, have any of you ever been to England, and would you like to?
I remember we were talking about this, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were, because we had this episode last night.
Yeah, well, it's like, I was looking at a cruise, and if everything goes really well for my boss and he throws out some raises, as well as if I make this really big sale, it's like a $20,000 sale, which 20% of that will be divided between the dev team, which is just three of us. I could buy a Viking cruise and go over to, I think it's Europe, yeah. It's like 9 destinations over 9-10 days. Be awesome.
You should get drunk a few of those days.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
You're on a cruise, you don't have to drive.
That's the whole point of vacation. You get fucked up so you wreck somebody else's place. It's not yours.
That's one of the only reasons I ever really wanted to go to Germany, is just try out like a German beer tour.
Mm-hmm.
Just try out as much German beer as you can and try to see if you can...
And drink it all from a Das Boot.
No, just like fucking... it'd be an endurance challenge.
Yeah.
But I think I'm up to it. Anyways, as I'm drinking an Irish beer.
So you get arrested for fighting like some German person in a wheelchair. Yeah.
So, no, neither of us have been to England. I've never been outside of the country, which is sad.
John's been to England. He went there when he was, 17, 16? I think 16. Yeah. Over on the carousel, him and his family went.
That'd be a cool trip.
Yeah.
So, she says, I've visited Florida a few times and plan on going again for my 21st. Bit of a way off, I know. But personal option is Americans do things bigger and better. So, thanks, Tiltcast. Keep up the good work, and I really do look forward to listening every week. Sophie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we appreciate it. So, tell your friends, of course. And, of course, keep listening, even when it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. All right, so that's questions.
That was kind of sappy.
And emails.
Yeah. That was really sappy.
Yeah, it was.
Like, we really appreciate it.
Hey, you gotta like your fans.
No, I like my fans, yeah.
So, aside from that, Trent, you talked about some games.
Yeah.
What did you do with those games? I know you've been playing a game that I hate.
No.
A lot of Assassin's Creed.
I don't know why.
Why do you like this?
Probably because I'm OCD when it comes to some games. Seriously, I mean, I have so much real estate, it's unbelievable.
But it's just the one city again.
Yeah.
And you got shitty tower defense.
Yeah, that little tower defense.
You got a story that's all over the place.
Yeah.
And you got the shittiest Desmond side of the story ever. The Desmond gameplay is not fun.
Yeah, the Desmond's journey. Yeah, I've unlocked a number of those. I've only played for like the first two or three. I've put off playing through the other ones.
It's like the Desmond shitty 3D platforming challenge.
Yeah.
With abstract pieces of platforming.
That you place yourself.
Yeah, well, it's not third person either. Isn't it first person?
Yeah, it's first person.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It took me by surprise. And it's funny because I was looking through the controls for the game, and I saw... invert first person point of view controller, and I was just like, why do they have that? And then I came across Desmond's Journey and I was like, oh, this is why.
So I can aim my bow and arrow, that's why.
You get a bow and arrow later on?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind. Thank you.
Forget no bow.
Hopes up. Oh, did you get an arrow?
No.
Oh, that sucks. Alright. Like an arrow that shoots out of your cock?
No.
It's a soul arrow.
It's the spear of destiny.
It's a spirit arrow. The essence of man.
Yeah.
In a white glob.
globule.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Anyway, no, I don't mind the game so much. It's actually not that bad. It's got a lot of action stuff in it, which which I found kind of interesting. Like, I like the introduction of the Templar assassins. Because you'll just be standing around doing something, and I know where this guy will just run up behind you and like try and knife you in the back. You know, and you're like, shit. And I was actually tailing somebody, trying to stay, like, you know, hidden in crowds, and this dude just fucking comes up out of nowhere and tries to knife me in the back, and I'm like, oh, way to fucking blow my cover. You know, because I turned around and stabbed him in the throat. And luckily, the tail didn't notice, surprisingly, because, you know, the AI is not always that smart in those games. And, other than that, overall, the game's been pretty cool. It's a lot of errand running, yeah. You know, like, going after all the books. Is a lot of fucking error. I mean, the story is kind of all over the place, but at the same time, it's like I don't know what their angle is for doing that, because like you're playing as Ezio, you're playing as
Altair,
Altair, and you're playing as Desmond, and it's like it seems a little dirty because it's like Desmond going into Ezio and then Ezio going into Altair. It's like a try Peeping Tom kind of thing. It's kind of weird.
It to me, the reason I was so disappointed is it felt like a big ass expansion.
Yeah,
that I paid $60 for.
Yeah, I paid $25 on Steam. So,
ta-da! Yeah, maybe you'll feel a little bit better about it.
That's probably why I feel better.
I'm bitter as shit.
Not me. I expected. I didn't go into the game expecting anything because I love Assassin's Creed. I love. Part 1 is a great game. Part 2 is
phenomenal.
Yeah, Part 2 is the best. Part 3, sorry, not even Part 3, but Brotherhood is... I like the story in Brotherhood with the Borgias and shit.
The Brotherhood isn't bad. It's just...
yeah.
It's not as good as 2.
Yeah, no, it's not. But the overall story with the Borgias and everything was really well done. Really well put together. I thought it was really nice. And woven very with a great ending. You're just like, what the fuck was that? You know, and then... And this one, I was just like, well, we'll see how it goes. And... I already had the other three on PC, so I was like, you know, I'll wait till this one goes on sale. I saw it for $25, so that's why I don't feel so bad about buying it, because I only spent like a quarter on it, so I feel pretty good. So, but I am enjoying it because it's fucking Assassin's Creed. I like climbing buildings and the air assassination, zipline. The zipline assassination is fucking badass. You know, the ziplines in the city. That was a cool little addition. The hook. Yeah.
Where you jump over people.
Yeah, well, that you can use the jumper, but you can also use it to long grab things. So it's like if you're jumping from a roof, that you're totally not going to fucking make it to the next one. You can just use the hook, and as you start to slam into the building, you can grab like one of the lower windows, most definitely without actually missing, which is kind of cool. So my problem is the treasure chests and stuff, the secret things, are just kind of laid right out there in plain sight. They're not really hidden anymore.
Yeah, they just stick. You look for guards guarding something.
It's like I'll run around a corner and I'll be running down this log expanse. There's like 5 treasure chests. And then I'll be like, okay, well, there's 5 of them here. I'll grab all these. And they put them together. Like, there'll be 3 or 4 of them together. And actually, you turn the corner, there's another fucking treasure chest. Then there's an Animus fragment. You're like, oh, well, fuck, you know? And they're just really easy to come across. I remember the feathers were such a pain in the ass to go after, you know? And the flags in the first game were kind of a pain in the ass to go after. And it seems like they kind of
I think I spent 20 hours looking for all the flags.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
The feathers, I had a guide where I had a map that marked with dots.
Yeah, where all of them are.
Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't anything that wasn't like an overlay or anything like that. It was just something I had to reference, and that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, those are always fun. But the game over, I mean, it's an Assassin's Creed game. It's an Assassin's Creed game, basically, first and foremost. There's a little bit of extra story in there, which is kind of cool. Like, you get to, with the whole, let me think here.
Stuff.
Well, no, it's like at the end of Assassin's Creed 1, whenever you kill, wait, was it part 1 or part 2? No, it's part 1, yeah, sorry. At the end of part 2, part 1, whenever you kill the mentor, the head guy of the Assassin's, the Assassin's Guild, you get to pick up right after that in one of the little flashbacks and see what happened, which is kind of cool. I did enjoy that. You get to see the whole Templar attack on the Assassin's Guild from the first game, which is kind of nice as well. So it's those little tie-ins I am enjoying. So,
well, after you beat it, I'm interested to see how your take from it varies from mine.
Yeah.
especially with the way it ends.
Is it one of those kind of open to interpretation endings again?
I'm just not going to say.
Well, no, is it or is it not? You can say yes or no. Is it a Mass Effect 3 ending where it's like it's completely open for interpretation?
No, it's not that. It's just leaves you with the exact same question you had from the beginning of the last game.
Okay.
Like, they didn't fucking end it. That's the problem.
Yeah. Like, is she a Templar?
They don't even tell you how fucking Lucy dies.
Yeah. Or if she does.
They don't say at all. There is no resolution for that.
Well, I think that's because he's well, don't answer this, but I would imagine that he's probably still in the Animus at the end of it, so this is kind of like a bridge game.
It just sucks. I mean, Animus Island is bullshit.
Yeah, it's kind of gay. I mean, like, it's the kind of place you go where you expect to see a guy, a little tuxedo, a little midget dude, you know, hanging, standing around. Like, all your fantasies will come true.
Yeah, it's the guy from fucking...
Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
They should make a TV show called Animus Island. Yeah. They could get George Hamilton.
Yeah, sad thing is people would probably actually watch it.
I would if they got George Hamilton to be on it, yeah.
So anything else been playing?
Mr. Leatherface. Defense Grid.
Yeah,
that's which fun. I love this game. This is a great game. And you were kind of like, about it at first, and you actually watched me play some of it this weekend, and you got really into the whole
thing. Yeah, I could be convinced to do some tower defense.
Yeah, it's a pretty badass game, and it's straight tower defense to the heart, you know, it's total core tower defense, and it has like three DLC packs, which is like Borderlands Resurgence and New Monster, which is the Portal GLaDOS tie-in. Where they actually got the, you know, GLaDOS voice, the chick who does her, to do some extra dialogue for it. And it's pretty cool. Definitely one of my just good way to kill an entire afternoon kind of games. So, and the packs, the maps are actually really kick-ass. So some of the stuff you can do. And you're always trying to perfect your skill. Like, what you know, my thing is I go on the cheap sometimes. And the cheapest, the very first tower you can ever build is basically a gun tower. It's a gun turret, but it is pretty fucking devastating when you level it to like the third level, which is like a red level. And if you get a whole row of those, you can just make people have to walk down. You can drop them like real fast, and it saves you resources because you're just building these guns, and you can throw in a temporal device to slow them down, and then you can throw in like a meteor tower that throws fucking fucking flaming boulders and shit like that. And or just flaming plasma, and then you can throw in a concussive tower, which is blast out. It's like the just a lot of concussive grenades and stuff, and you just basically set this huge torture row. It's pretty much what I call it, and or the meat grinder, and you make people go down it.
One of the things that, like you talk about tower defense, I mm-hmm. really love Orcs Must Die for that reason. Yeah. Just because you can come up with a really simple trap solution that takes very few traps that will just fucking obliterate everything.
And you can do that in this. You can come up with a tower arrangement where it's like, even if it's just a cross where they have to walk in the middle of it. And the whole thing is you can sometimes guide the enemies. Like, the map will allow you to place one tower here and that blocks a path, so they have to go a different way. But if you block all the paths, they'll just scatter and break through the towers. It doesn't destroy the towers, but has a defense perimeter around it, and they'll just go through that and completely bypass the path you've laid out if you close the path off, which kind of sucks because it can completely throw you off. And sometimes you kind of want to block the path just so you can open one up way behind them. They've already passed, so they'll turn around and start going back that way to keep them inside longer. And that's a little bit trickier to time it right before they just go ahead and break through something. And what their main goal is these aliens are trying to get to the power cores.
Yeah.
That you have to protect. And if they get your power cores, they'll have to carry them off the map, which is either the way they came in or a different way. Usually it's a different way. And if they get that power core, you need to stop them before they get there by killing them, and then the power core will start to float back to the power hub, unless an alien comes along within its path and picks it up and then continues with it. And they'll fuck you like that. You'll have like 20 of them in a row, and the first one's got the power core. And you just keep dropping them in a row. And if you don't have your towers up enough, like beefed up enough, or you don't have enough of them up there, they'll make it off the map. Which really makes you mad when you go through like 35 waves and they get one core at the very end.
Yeah, that can be kind of irritating.
Yeah, then they actually do have some really... when I was playing the regular campaign, I was like, yeah, this is really fun, but I'd like to see something that has, like, 60 waves on it. And then I found there's actually a holdout mode where you have, like, 50 waves you have to just hold out on. It's tougher enemies than what was in the game. So, yeah, and being 50 waves, you can just amass resources and basically cover the entire grid with towers and upgrade most of them and just devastate the shit out of everything from airborne enemies to ground enemies. So, pretty fun game.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely pick it up. I don't remember if there's a multiplayer on it, but it's fun even by itself. And then I also picked up Supreme Command 2, which is the sequel to Supreme Command, obviously, which I have played that one before. And this one is, there's three different factions who are kind of tied up in this war against an enemy. And you can play one of the three factions, an individual in each one, so it has this very story-driven kind of element. But it's a RTS game where you're basically manufacturing large-scale mech armies and airborne attacks and stuff, and just going into full battle, and it's a pretty kick-ass game. Very large-scale battles. So, and I've been wanting to get that one started, but I was going to wait until this weekend to crack it open and actually play it. So right, I'll have more on that on next week. Yeah.
Hopefully next week we'll be a little bit more organized.
Well, hopefully, because Batman's also on sale on Steam right now. And even though I have it on Xbox, I might buy it on PC just to kind of do a nice comparison. So, it's funny how my Xbox collection completely, like, mirrors my PC collection. I have a lot more games on PC, but I have a lot of the same ones on Xbox.
Yeah, no, and I kind of do the same thing. It's like, oh, I bet it'll look better on my PC, and so I'll go ahead and buy it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Skyrim. I think I spent about $100 altogether to have it on PC and Xbox. And I beat it on Xbox. I've played it here and there on PC. It was just more of a, I want to see how badass this looks on my new computer system. So I spent $40, like, what was it? I think $45 at the time is what it was on sale for.
Yeah, I just barely missed that sale, too.
Yeah, so I spent $45 on it just for a dick flex, just to see it run. And I was just like, this is awesome, you know? And with that HD texture package, it's fucking gorgeous. So, but with the new Kinect upgrade coming out here in a little bit, for Xbox, I'm probably going to be playing back through it again. So, I'm checking that out. Or I might wait till the DLC or expansion hits, sorry. So,
right on. I'd say, as far as stuff that I've been playing a lot of SuperMNC.
Yeah, yeah.
That game is pretty damn good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good happy medium for me to kind of find out what it's just a third person shooter in a Dota environment.
Yeah, it's basically the Dota version of MNC. So, and they've made it a little bit more.
It's an example
friendly.
It's an example of a free to play game where you can have all the basic classes that you need to play the game, and some old ones and some new ones, and some that you can unlock. And if you play about 25 games, you can start unlocking characters. So I'm right on the cusp of unlocking a character, and yeah, I just want to keep playing some more of that.
Are you about to get the sniper or what?
No, I think I want to get there's a, they call him Leo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's a Leonardo da Vinci kind of.
Hmm.
And he has these little, like, mechanical wings, and he flies around and heals people. So, and he's got like a crossbow.
Of course, that would be the character you want.
I do pretty good with healers.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Well, most of the time I play the male medic, and then I play the female medic sometimes too, but the male medic has a stronger heal than the female. Female is kind of a noob character because basically, when she does her heal stream,
mm-hmm.
it heals everything within a radius. But it doesn't heal for much. And with the male character, he's not good for pushing the creep, with creep being the little bots that you got to use to take down the money bowl. But he's really good at single healing. Like, he does, like, probably 3 or 4 times more healing than the female mm-hmm. does.
So you have a AoE healer and then a direct healer, pretty much.
Right, and the AoE healer is good for pushing the bots, but the other one is really good for pushing your heroes, basically.
Yeah, because you can focus on one person and just kind of keep them buffed.
Well, and it's you can play it a lot of different ways, but like the way that I end up playing it, if I get a good group, is I'll have somebody that supports me that goes around shooting shooting the other mobs and then shooting the players that are assisting those mobs.
Yeah.
And then I'll keep them healed and then keep like the main bigger mobs that I have alive. Well, they kind of systematically take down offenses. And the idea is you got like three or four towers before you get to the money ball. And when you take down the towers are there to kill the mobs, basically. So when you kill those towers, you move to the next tower, kill it, blah, blah, blah. And then once you get to the main one, if you earn so much money, you start unlocking bigger mobs. So you go and buy those and send those out, and those are the ones that take down the money ball and shoot the money ball and kill it, and then, you know, you win.
Now, this seems like it's a less chaotic version of Monday Night Combat, but yeah, still really entertaining.
Yeah, the original version was kind of based on tower defense, loosely.
Very loosely, yeah.
I mean, you had your bots, and your bots took down the money ball, but nobody ever protected the bots. They just killed each other.
Yeah.
And that was the problem that it had, and nobody really saw it as a tower defense game. Well, what they did is they buffed up the health of all your heroes, basically. And because they're all buffed up, they can take a shitload more damage. I mean, you can't just headshot somebody and kill them. I mean, it'd take you about, I don't know, 20 seconds to kill somebody versus a couple seconds, you know?
Yeah, because that was one of the big problems with Monday Night Combat is, I mean, if somebody shoots you from behind, you're pretty much fucking dead right then.
Well, it's like the assassins can still come over and try to assassinate you.
Yeah.
But they're only going to take, like, a third of your health instead of all of it.
Yeah, they'd pretty much get you down to a sliver if you were lucky, yeah.
And just turn around, throw a ninja star and kill you.
Well, see, I always play it as a soldier, so whenever I have an assassin jump on me and do their fucking move, they'd always land right in front of me. As soon as they land right in front of me, I'd just do a charge and throw them back, and hopefully they were right on the edge of the map.
Yeah.
And they just go to the edge and I get the kill. So I got a lot of fucking kills doing that.
See, I did some of that, did a decent amount of Minecraft.
Not soldier, it was assault. That was, assault was his name.
It's basically a soldier, though. It's a guy that flies around with a jetpack and has a grenade launcher.
Yeah, the black dude with the sideburns.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I loved him. He was a good character.
Yeah, you can, he's got some pretty funny upgrades.
Yeah, I also like playing as the sniper.
Yeah.
So, which they've made that character you have to unlock way later on in this.
Yeah, you got to unlock him a lot later on, and so that's probably a good reason or a good thing that they did.
Otherwise, everybody on the other team would just be.
Well, the way the maps are laid out, they're all in like lots of L shapes. So you got to go down lots of corridors. There's not a single spot in the map where you could snipe all the way across like you could in the other game.
Yeah.
Which is good. So, I mean, there are some sniper positions that are good for holding a position.
Mm.
But aside from that, I mean, you're getting sniped.
Yeah.
So you could still get around it pretty easy. I think it'd take more skill to be a sniper in this game than it did the last.
Yeah.
But either way, that game's good. Played some more Minecraft. Of course, I got people that are playing on my server way more than I am. last night, a friend of mine, Johnny, has been recently addicted. And he logged on at about 1:30 in the morning last night. And I wake up pretty early now, and he was on at like 6:30 in the morning, still.
Yeah, he had a promising future in video editing and graphics and all that, and you just totally took that all away from him. So,
yeah, he mined it away.
Yeah, that would be the guy that designed our video intros for our show, yeah.
We'll have some more video intros soon, I think, with Diablo coming out. I'll be definitely doing some video for that.
Max Payne 3 is coming out, too, yeah.
I probably ought to do some for Risen as well.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I played a lot of that.
Yeah, how's that?
It's magical.
Magical pirates.
Yeah. No, there is magic. Yeah. In the air. You get voodoo. And I didn't really want to use
voodoo.
They go,
Ocularis repairs. Does that do that or anything? Is it Potter magic or is it like real magic?
It's voodoo magic. But I haven't done the voodoo. You kind of get run into a point where you can do either voodoo or you can get a musket. And I chose to get a musket because I had a bayonet and it's a musket.
Yeah.
So I thought muskets would be pretty cool. And they kind of are.
Yeah, they are.
Fable
2 proved that muskets can be manly.
Well, stylistically, it kind of reminds me of Fable 2.
Yeah.
It's just way better looking. It's almost on par with Witcher. I mean, it's a really good looking RPG.
Yeah.
And coming from the guys that did the original Risen, I mean, it's a huge jump.
Yeah.
Creature design is pretty badass, but the environments look really nice, like Crysis nice on a lot of the environments. So the Risen 2, the premise is you're a guy that's in the Inquisition, and of course it's in a fantasy universe. The Inquisition is kind of like basically like the British from like the 1800s.
Are they religious oriented or?
Not really.
Okay.
They never really hinted that. They're just guys there to keep the order. And you're out. They basically say, hey, you're going to be an undercover pirate. We want you to go find out why the Kraken is attacking
like
your
really
shores.
Sounds like a really bad 80s movie.
Undercover Pirate.
Yeah, Undercover Pirate. It's like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
It's the Undercover
Starring
Pirate.
In Undercover Pirate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's basically an adventure game, adventure RPG with some fighting.
Oh, you gotta have fighting, yeah.
But, I mean, it's like it's not Alpha Protocol bad on the mechanics of the fighting. It's just when you first start off and you don't have anything leveled.
Yeah.
You really have some really basic skills.
Yeah.
So it's... That part's not real interesting until later on in the game where your sword fighting becomes good. But you can't really block any monster attacks. And so what I end up doing is kiting a lot of them and shooting them, which ends up being a whole lot more effective for me. So my muskets have a cooldown, so to speak. So like they have... muskets have like a 2-second cooldown, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found one that was a double-barreled musket, so I could shoot 2 shots where I had to reload.
Nice.
Which, and then you do a pretty decent amount of damage. And then I do a lot of swordplay. So, you know, I fight with a sword and you have something called dirty tricks, which ends up being a myriad of different things. Like I can throw a coconut at somebody and that'll, like, knock them out. I can throw salt in their eyes and it'll blind them for several seconds.
Where'd you get the salt from?
You buy it.
Okay.
You go to the dirty tricks shop, so.
Dirty tricks shop. Yeah, I think that's on 11th Street here in town. Yeah.
You buy other things there. Lingerie, you know.
Antibiotics.
Toys.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You can buy yourself a peg-leg strap-on.
Well, then you get artifacts, so peg-leg being one of them. Mm. But it basically turns into a big treasure hunt. Like, you're off, like, you find treasure maps, and you gotta go find the treasure in the jungle.
Yeah.
And that's kind of neat, where you go into these temples and find different monsters and things like that, and the ghouls are really fucking hard. I fucking hate the ghouls.
So is there a lot of traveling around in the game, different towns and stuff?
It's pretty open-ended, actually, which I really like. It's just like, hey, you know, here's a set of quests. You go kind of pick them up as you go.
And you're trying to keep something from happening?
Well, yeah, and you're basically preventing like an apocalyptic event. By finding some artifacts.
Like the banning of gay marriage or something like that?
Something, yeah, something like that.
So you're going from town to town, going like, will you sign me petition to legalize gay marriage?
Something like
that. So I can save me partner. Do you have, like, dialogue wheel choices and stuff?
No, you have different sarcastic choices. So that's one of the other things. The dialogue in this game is really witty and really fun. And that's kind of really kept me going. So I just... The combat's not the best, but combat hasn't been the best in a lot of RPG games, so I guess you can't fault it too much.
Yeah.
But it ends up just being a big island hunt adventure every time you find one of these islands.
So legalized gay marriage.
The legalized gay marriage, right. So.
For pirates.
For pirates,
you think they just wouldn't give a damn. They just do it anyways.
Yeah. But it's pretty interesting. I've had a lot of fun with it. I think my only big bitch, aside from the combat so far, has been you go into these temples, and the temples all basically have you remove an idol and then go through a different door to find some more treasure to exit out.
Are a lot of the dungeon-type areas, are they reminiscent of each other? Like
kind of,
like, Dragon Age 2?
No, they don't really reuse anything. It's just they all kind of have the same concepts.
Okay.
So it's like if you remove the idol and you go back out the same way, you're going to have to avoid some kind of trap. You know, just like Indiana Jones or something like that, you know, you take the idol. You don't have anything to replace it with either. You can put the idol back and reset the trap, but the reason to steal the idols is really to make
a lot
of...
you're not stuck in there.
Yeah. You're never really stuck in them, though.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, you know, if there was one where I didn't make the quick time event, and there's not that many, it's just to avoid traps, but I fell down this hole, and I fell down this hole into this big, like, open area where there was, like, a giant monster.
Hmm.
It was like the guardian of the area, and I had a skill called Silver Tongue, which is basically like a cunning skill. It's used to kind of smart-ass my way out of situations, and I had a really high skill on that, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to smart-ass my way out, and I was like, no, I'm going to fight him.
Nice.
And I did, and basically just kited him all over the place, shooting him with my musket, which has been my tactic so far.
Hmm.
And that's kind of a letdown that the combat isn't that great when it comes to stuff like that, but there's been a couple of cool boss fights. I fought one where I had to strafe around throwing my spear into its belly and it was a really, really, really open arena type environment, which kind of reminded me of like old like Doom or Duke Nukem kind of like boss fight days, which was kind
of
neat.
Like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Some of the boss fights in that are really big, like the where you fight the dog. It's a pretty big area, but it's a pretty big fucking.
Well, it's
dog.
Like that. That did you ever fight the dragon in the sewers?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a huge area.
Yeah, that is a pain in the ass. Well, actually, I didn't die on that one when I was playing Dark Souls. I got him right off the bat, which I was surprised, you know, that I took him
down. If you cut off his tail, you get a weapon.
Yeah, yeah. I just kept my fucking distance, and if you kept strafing long enough, he does this one attack that pauses him for a minute, and you can get up behind him and attack.
Yeah, if he lunges and he hits his head or something.
Yeah, and that's what I pretty much did, just kept my fucking distance on him, and man, that's such a
That game has boss battles nailed.
Yeah, that is
the game for boss battles.
Well, it's coming out in August on PC, and that is definitely on my buy list because I've been using your copy on Xbox, and I was playing it hardcore like a week and a half ago, and I stopped playing it, and it's
hard to go back.
Well, it's one of those things where I'm just like, it's going to be out in August on PC, and I'm just going to have to start all over again. So maybe I should just wait until then and do that. But then again, I kind of want to. Play it on Xbox and beat it on Xbox. I want to go into the world of the guy who killed my firekeeper, and I want to kill him and get revenge.
I don't blame you there.
Because my firelink shrine at the very beginning, somebody killed the fucking kindler there.
Yeah.
So that fire is burned out, but I can still teleport to it. But I have this artifact that let me go into that dude's world and hunt him down and murder him. And I want to go into his world. And I want to kill every one of any firekeeper I can. I want to kill them and then kill him and then leave.
Yeah, the NPCs you'd think would be a lot tougher in that game, and some of them just aren't.
Yeah. Some of them are some total douchebags, like Leroy, or Elroy, yeah. Whatever his name is.
He's Leroy.
He jumps on you right before you get up to the bone boss, the skeleton boss.
Yeah.
And he pissed me off the first time, because I didn't expect him. I thought it was an actual player, you know? And I realized it was it was an actual NPC, and at that point I was like, oh, this will be easy. And he hits pretty fucking hard. But he does a heavy slam and it stops him for a second.
It's a good opportunity to get a
lunge.
Yeah, I did a lot of lunging.
After like four hits, he was dead and I got his stuff, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, if I got back into that game, I'd just have to start over at this point.
Yeah, well, if I end up deciding, if I pick up a copy of it on Xbox, you know, I can try and co-op some way, end up in each other's games, so.
Probably be easier if we did it on PC, because then we can just Skype.
Yeah. Well, we can do an Xbox party.
We could.
Did they disable Xbox party even when you're playing?
If you're in Xbox party, it puts you in single player mode.
Really?
If you put it in Xbox chat mode, it puts you in single player mode.
Nice.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah, no, it does that.
Well, we can just use Skype.
Yeah.
So.
No, when I first started playing it, Beans was playing it at the same time, and we wanted to get into a party that kicked us both out in single player mode. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And so what we ended up doing is sending each other like voice messages back and forth trying to figure out stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But you can only say so much in like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So that was kind of frustrating. But
yeah, we can just do Skype.
Anyways, moving along. Risen 2, fairly decent game. I'm pretty excited about it. It's well beyond my expectations, honestly.
Nice.
And I'm glad that it was. Obviously, I'm still playing Witcher 2. I haven't had as much time this week. Well, I've just been watching Game of Thrones. But that game is still fucking phenomenal, and I'll be putting up a review for that soon. So
nice.
Aside from that, shit. I don't know. I kind of want to take a break.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. So we'll go ahead and we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll have some news, obviously. And throw down our gauntlet. And a few other things. And we are back from our break, possibly.
Maybe.
Are you with us, Justin?
I guess. Okay. I'm about to be able to kill over here.
It's Thursday, man. Tomorrow's our Friday because we're both weekend warriors.
Now, well, yeah, it's been a weird change, man. I just, for a long time, been working 12 to 9 with like Thursday, Friday off, and now I'm 8 to 5, like pretty much overnight.
Yeah.
Nothing killing me.
Well, I was doing that 10 o'clock at night till 6 or in the morning. And then I got offered this job at this media marketing company, and I took that because it was, a better job. And it was kind of my choice as they said, do you want to start on Monday? I was like, yeah, I'll start on Monday. But I had to work all weekend at my other job. So I was like, do I go ahead and go in, all weekend to this job and then just try and switch over or what? So I think I went ahead and took a 3-day weekend.
Because
originally I was going to work like Friday and Saturday and just have Sunday off. And I was like, you know what? I want to game a little. So I took the whole fucking weekend off. And now I'm a 9 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night worker.
Yeah, the 8-to-5 thing, I mean, that's a nice schedule. Don't get me wrong. I feel like a real man now. I got a regular 8-to-5 job again. It's been a while.
You could raise children.
No, I could not.
If you were allowed within 20 feet of them. But yeah.
I am not nearly responsible enough.
Yeah, that's
that's the truth.
You want to use the word responsible, okay.
No, just that whole 8-to-5 transition shift is like just... I've been going almost cross-eyed at work lately. It's just like when I get there at 8 in the morning, I am dead to the world. And it takes me a good full hour to warm up. And during that first hour, all I'm doing is fucking looking through lines and lines and lines of data. And
it's that fucking soda and it's that fucking energy drink shit you cram down your throat.
No, it's because I don't sleep that much.
Even without that. I mean, some nights I only get 4 hours of sleep, but I still wake up ready to go. After about 20 minutes, no coffee, just water, just get going. So
yeah, I'm a caffeine junkie, and I know it.
Yeah, I've seen you down rock stars left and right.
Well, I like the caffeinated lemonade. Mm. That stuff's tasty.
Yeah, QT. Here in our area, I know QTs aren't national, but here in our area, we have this thing called Quick Trip, which is the gas stations. They're not everywhere around the U.S.
Kind of awesome.
It's a regional thing. But yeah, and what they do is they actually make their own brand of stuff, and they actually started making their own brand of the 5-hour energy shot that's like $3 cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, Brian picked one up today for like, it was like a dollar or something, and it seemed to work just fine for him, so.
We'll do two of those tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
They look dangerously.
Yeah, you just pick them up at QT, and they're like, I think the regular 5-hour energy shots are like $3.80. Or $4.80, and these are like I think like a dollar or something, so a lot cheaper. So I bought one of those, but never drank it. Just sat in the fridge for forever.
Yeah,
and I never used it. And then I pulled out one day, I was looking at it, and I peeled the label off of it, and I was like, oh, it's a cute little white bottle, and I put it back in the fridge. So there's just like unmarked white bottle sitting in the fridge for a long time. I think I finally threw it out because I was just like, I can't bring myself to down energy drinks. I used to, but I can't do it.
Well, I probably do it to excess sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I remember, I had some jet lag coming back, and I think I had like two of those, like 22, or not the 22 ounce, but the ones that you can reclose because they figure you need to drink it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got two of those right before I jumped on the plane, and I got back, and I was fucking wired as shit.
Yeah.
But,
I remember, when we had one of those anime conventions here in town, I went out drinking with my ex-girlfriend and one of her friends. And him and I were pretty drunk, and we stopped by the anime convention, and we were walking around staring at just all these, like, there are these kids dressed up like Inuyasha. We were trying to see how many Inuyashas we could count, Kagome and Inuyasha, and there's probably about 20 of them. That's all there really was. But Full Throttle had sponsored the thing, so there's just these big canisters with like Full Throttle cans in them, and we're just like, fuck, free drinks, so we're just grabbing these things, and we had a chugging contest to see how many we could get through. We're sitting there downing like Full Throttle.
Did you break out the sweat?
Yeah, no, my heart started like skipping beats. I started getting heart palpitations after like three of them, and I was like, okay, we need to stop. I was like, it's time to stop. And we had to sit down. I was like breathing like really fast and shit. I was trying to smoke a cigarette. I was just like, god damn, man. And I was like, if my whole like arm goes numb here in a little bit, just get me to the car and take me to the hospital, man. It was pretty bad. And he was like, I'm pretty bad too. And I was like, yeah, I'll just sit here for a minute. And my ex was just standing there like we're a bunch of fucking dumbasses. So, but we were pretty trash that night. So, anyways. But yeah, stop drinking that shit.
Yeah, well, I need to tonight because I am.
You need to throw it on the ground.
No, I'm not doing that in the carpet.
No.
Yeah.
But the guy was like, he was like, pump your poison in another man's face. Yeah. So I hate Saturday Night Live, but I like Lonely Island. So.
I mean, they're usually pretty good.
Throw it on the ground. It's fucking hilarious. Happy birthday to the ground. anyway. So what's, you want to jump into some news here?
Yeah. I was talking about that new Kepler GPU that they've been putting in the new NVIDIA card.
Yeah.
It's like the GTX something, 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 600 series, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's like the 680 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was the 680. Well, they got a new one that's basically two 680s in one, which is fucking ridiculous. It also costs almost $1,000.
It's like already having a bitch-ass graphics card, but pumping it full of, like, digital, like, you know, Insight.
They basically pumped it full of crystal meth.
Yeah. Cut with Viagra.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's for people that can't even take Viagra, so, you know. It's... I'm losing it.
Like pirates.
Pirates.
Yeah.
But,
Who can't take Viagra? Women.
Yeah, I don't even know where I'm going with
old
that.
Old people with heart problems.
So, for the inner newer you that wants to show off your...
For the inner newer?
For the inner nerd.
Inner nerd. yeah, he's winding down.
Yeah, it's almost a thousand. It? It's almost $1,000, but it's two of those cards in one. Yeah,
is that metal?
Yes, is
that made out of metal.
It's water cooled.
Yeah, I know that. It's made out of metal.
Yes,
I bet that thing hangs like a bitch. Like, sags. You probably have to get a support just for your fucking video card.
You gotta prop
it
up with a crutch.
Yeah, you gotta make a little lathe and just prop it underneath the video card to keep it standing upright. Fucking crazy. Anyways, I'll save mine for the end.
Okay.
Because it's huge, and we're going to talk about it a bit.
Let's say one of the other ones is, we talked a little bit about Diablo, and obviously that comes out really fucking soon. Super excited about that. I've actually had that pre-ordered since, like, January.
Diablo 3.
Only sad thing is I'll probably get it after... We do the podcast. Hopefully, no. But anyways, yeah, Diablo 3 beta weekend hit 300,000 people.
Call it Diablo Thry. It deserves that.
Try.
Thry.
Thry?
Thry.
Okay.
He raped Thrace thrice.
Thry.
Remember that funny thing happened on the way to the forum? That
oh, yeah.
It's like, he's like, he raped Thrace thrice? I love that. Anyways, Diablo Thrice. So, oh, yeah, it's a good one, yeah. Is that your last one, or...?
It's my last one.
Okay, I'll tie into this.
Okay, I was going to say, new DLC or expansion or whatever you want to call it for Skyrim, and obviously we like that game. We named it Game of the Year last year.
Yo, it was the only game we ever gave,
Perfect 5
yeah,
for.
Yeah, Perfect 5, yeah.
But basically, Dawnguard is coming out sometime soon.
The new expansion.
So...
There are people... I want to throw... There are people who play that game... They're on my Facebook, like girls and stuff that I knew from back when I used to DJ that are not gamer nerds. Like April,
yeah,
plays fucking Skyrim. Fucking Maggie, one of the twins, she plays fucking Skyrim. these are girls who never play video games and they're addicted to fucking Skyrim.
Well, there's not a whole lot out on this so far, but they'll be showing it at E3, which I don't. They don't usually show DLC at E3. This must be a pretty big deal.
Well, they were wanting to make it a pretty big deal. Yeah, like we were talking about, they were wanting to do a straight-up expansion for it.
So, only new thing I remember from the whole deal was Snow Elves.
Yeah.
So, Snow Elves, yay.
You put it like that, and I just imagine Snow Elves with, like, Fargo accents.
Well, I mean, you remember they talk about them. They turned into the underground.
Yeah, they turned into the nasty bastards.
Yeah, the nasty bastards.
Yeah.
The underground elves that can't see.
Forgot what they're called, but yeah, those fuckers.
Those fuckers, yes.
I hate those things.
Yeah.
So, they piss you off because they come out of nowhere sometimes. You're just walking and you're like, well, they're all gone. I killed all of them. Then all of a sudden she's like, and you get hit from behind.
Well, my main character is a stealth guy, so I just go around assassinating all of them.
See, I'm a big, tough guy, so I don't have the stealth. Well, actually, my stealth is pretty high right now, but, you know.
My kung fu is strong.
Mine's 100% stealth, like 100. Yeah. Because I did that little sneak thing.
I pumped up my sneak real high, and then I got the dual-wielding dagger skill, so I hit for way too much.
So I got the dual-wielding axe, so I just fucking Viscerate guys.
So, didn't you have a... What did you have for news?
I did have something that ties in. I got an email this morning, and it's all over the place now, which I'm kind of glad we had technical difficulties, because this is a pretty big announcement. And because we've all talked about this for years. And yeah. Just to come to find out that for the past couple of years they've been doing it in secret, Bethesda Softworks announces the Elder Scrolls Online.
I'm kind of... Well, read the details.
Yeah, let me read the actual press release. ZeniMax Online Studios takes award-winning Elder Scrolls franchise online, a massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Now, the highlights of this I'm going to go into really quick. It's going to be the first Elder Scrolls game to allow gamers to explore the legendary Elder Scrolls world with others, which is one thing that we've always talked about, how in Skyrim it would have been cool if you could just bring maybe one person over to trade and kind of do stuff with.
Well, just show off your gear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. PC Elder Scrolls Online... Sorry, Elder Scrolls Online is being developed for PC and Mac under the leadership of industry veteran Matt Fuhrer. Now, this guy... it says he spent the last few decades working in online game development. Details about the game are revealed in an exclusive cover story in Game Informer's June issue, which ships to subscribers and newsstands this month. Now, Matt here has worked on games since, I think, maybe 87 was the first one he did, which was a massive flop.
Yeah, me and you were talking about this before the show, and I was like, so Trent, tell me what games he's actually done, and
yeah,
nothing was all that impressive, honestly.
Yeah, he's basically just had a career working on, like I said, well, the first one he ever did was a huge flop. The second one he did was a little bit more of a bigger one, which I was the Crusade Tempest.
Didn't you say he worked on Dark Age of Camelot?
Yeah, he did work, it's fucking, what's it called? Yeah, he worked on the Dark Age of Camelot as a producer-designer for two of them, and then he became the exec producer on the last two parts, which was Trials of Atlantis and Catacombs. And now he's actually the director for Elder Scrolls Online, which is set for 2013 release right now. But that could also fall into, because they've already been working on this thing for years, it could even fall into a holidays for 2012, maybe. I'm putting that out as a speculation, so... It's a wishful think, is what it is.
I don't know how I feel about it, just because with MMOs, they always downscale the graphics to appeal to the masses, you know?
Yeah.
And as pretty as Skyrim looks, I don't know how I feel about it being downscaled.
Well, let me go into a few more details with the the actual fucking announcement here. What we have going on here is that... and this comes from the man himself... he says he's been working hard to create an online world in which players will be able to experience the epic Elder Scrolls universe with their friends, something fans have long wanted, blah, blah, blah. It'll be extremely rewarding finally to unveil what we have been developing for the last several years. The entire team is committed to creating the best MMO ever made, and that's worthy of the Elder Scrolls franchise. Let's take a look here. Now, we did find out that the main story behind it is going to be... Daedric Prince, which is Molog.
Yeah. I wanted to say he was the guy that did, he was the mischievous one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's the mischievous guy, if I remember. He's in Morrowind, and I think he made a little cameo in Skyrim on one of the side missions as the mischievous Daedra. But, either way, he's basically wanting to seep, the gamer's world into his world, and basically reign chaos over it. And that's kind of the whole plot behind the game, is to take out Molog, which would be kind of cool. it's one of those things where even if the game sucks ass, do you know how many copies that fucker's going to sell?
There'll be people that at least play it through the first month.
I mean, 10 million units for Skyrim, like nothing. So imagine what Elder Scrolls Online is going to get. Of course, it's going to be PC exclusive, but... PC and Mac, I mean, it's not going to be on console, so there's still going to be a huge amount of fucking people. Now, we were talking about, you know, people doing these online franchises just, you know, from regular single-player games, like Knights of the Republic.
Yeah.
Fantastic single-player game. It's one of my favorite fucking games. Knights of the Republic 2, not as good, but still okay. And then they took it to an online, which originally that's what they were working on, and then EA was like, hey, let's go ahead and make it into an online, so they invested a fuck ton more money to turn it into an online multiplayer. And then you have Mass Effect 3, which kind of brought into its multiplayer aspect, and that actually worked pretty well. They did a pretty good job on that.
Had a decent amount of fun with that, aside from some of the EA fuck ups with some of the microtransactions. But
yeah, now when I look at Skyrim and see what they put out, and I see all these things that they brought in, like the crafting ability and all this stuff, and some of the other things that were very MMO oriented,
yeah,
you know, it seems like those are things they might have actually developed for the online version of the game and wanted to go ahead and push into Skyrim as a tester to see how people, you know,
react to it
to see. And you know, I love it. I thought it was great the way that you could kind of collect all these materials, craft your own items and stuff like that, and even name them. You know, if they keep those options, then the actual tailoring in the game would be pretty cool. If you can make your own weapons, name them, and sell them,
right?
That'd be pretty awesome. That'll be something that's over certain MMOs. But yeah, with the downscale graphics and the size of the world, that is something I'm a little concerned about. But
I think the size of the world will be there. The graphics are the one thing I'm worried about.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If they can just downscale it for people with lower end machines to where they can play it and it looks like that, and
yeah,
I can play it the way that I want to play it, then I'll be all right.
Dude, I almost be happy with them saying fuck other people and making it for elite machines. So
there's enough people that bought it for PC.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's a fantastic. They've really come a long way with Elder Scrolls, and Oblivion was kind of a hiccup, but they reclaimed themselves very well with Skyrim. So either this will be an even bigger fucking hiccup, if not a travesty, or it'll end up being something really fucking awesome. So they definitely have their sights aimed very high to make the best MMO to ever be released.
Well, we shall see.
Yes, we shall see. So, for upcoming releases, really quick, just to throw those out, this next week we have some Minecraft is coming out on Xbox Live. We also have Diablo 3 is definitely going to be coming out, as well as Max Payne 3. So you can stay tuned here in the next couple weeks, because we're going to be doing some reviews over that, as well as some video stuff for it.
Yeah, the bad thing about this year, that this year has just really come off to kind of a dry start.
Yeah.
And so the only thing, like next week we got Starhawk.
Yeah.
And Starhawk, I'm probably go pre-order that.
Yeah, we were watching that on I think E3 a few years ago, or like a year and a half maybe. And
I'm pretty excited about Starhawk, so that's one of the ones that I'm definitely going to be getting. And then, of course, the week after Diablo. I mean, Diablo is going to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
And of course, Max Payne, and then you got Dragon's Lair.
Yeah. I think it was a Game of Thrones.
Which, I like the show, I just don't know how to play off in a game.
Yeah.
Movie and TV show franchise games just
it's a lot of quick time soap opera events. So.
It's a man soap, I'm just saying. Yeah, it's a really good man soap. There's so much tits and ass.
Well, I was going to tell you that midget guy that's on the show.
Yeah.
If you ever want to watch a movie with him in it, it's really funny. Just watch, Death at a Funeral?
I think it's a really... Actually, I kind of want to see that, but...
It's a good movie. I love that movie, but...
what's his name? Peter or something?
I can't remember his name. He plays a gay guy. He plays a guy who's basically the father who died. He's like his lover. Come there to blackmail them for money. So it's pretty funny.
In Game of Thrones, he's kind of like the... They call him the imp.
No. Yeah.
And he's not good with fighting. I mean, he's just too small to go up against everybody else, but he's really conniving and backstabbing and really... cunning, and which is kind of funny, but
cunting,
yes. Well, he does a lot of that, but that hunting cats.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, cat hunting was cunting. Yeah, forgot about that. Yeah, why else could you know? Yeah. There you go, Ian. Go look that one up.
Go look up the cat hunting episode.
Yeah,
the
cunting. Cunting. C-U-N-T-I-N-G. I love that.
No, I mean it's just funny because he's a really good actor. Like, I just...
No, yeah, he is.
I've seen him in other things, and I thought, oh, he's a pretty okay guy as far as an actor goes, you know? And you see that with most people, you know? Like, on the scale of, like, somebody like Paul Rudd or something. He's somebody that's entertaining, but not really that great of an actor.
Yeah.
But in Game of Thrones, he really puts it almost to, like, a Shakespearean level. So I'm kind of pretty impressed with him.
Nice.
But, yeah, games. Obviously, Resident Evil coming out on PC. Not the 6, but Operation Raccoon City.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We've already got it on pre-order sale on Steam right now. I think it's like $44.
I hate to just really...
I'm not paying that for it.
Really just bash on something, but... Don't pay $50, $60.
Being the RE fan that I am, I can bash on a little bit. It's an okay game, guys.
It's really aggressively average.
It might be somebody else's cup of tea. It's a little dry. They could have done a lot more.
Yeah. So, really, if you're more into shooters, pick up Max Payne. If you're more into fucking dungeon crawls, pick up the king of dungeon crawls with Diablo.
Yeah. I love both of those series. So I'm like, well, you're going to grab Diablo 3, so I'll go ahead and grab Max Payne 3, and I'll just get Diablo later on at some point.
Well, and I'll be picking up Starhawk, so if anybody wants to help me review that by playing it with me, I definitely want to be playing that, and it's you can find my gamer tag on the website. So
yeah. Also, one of my all-time favorite games is going to be coming out on Xbox Live Network, which is Dragon's Lair.
Yeah, I just said that.
Woo! I forgot about that. Yeah, but I remember playing that as a kid. I used to love the fucking Dragon's Lair games.
So, with that, we had a question for this week,
too. Yeah, we do have a question for this week. Now, this is in regards to some of the emails we've gotten as of late about PC gaming.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, it's basically... We've actually talked about doing a PC gauntlet before. It's just we don't know how many people listen to us that actually are on PC or are solely on PC and what kind of games they play. You know, like we both have pretty large PC libraries, and we love playing on Steam. So,
well, it's, I mean, as much as like a lot of our affiliates play on Xbox. I mean, we play on Xbox because it's common, but I mean, we're both PC gamers at heart.
Yeah,
Between the two of our libraries, I mean, we have probably 500 PC games.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Everything that's ever been halfway good, we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's if you want to play a PC game online that's not just a straight-up shooter, I'll probably play it.
Yeah, we got everything from, like, Brink to Blur to the Assassin's Creed, you know, with the multiplayer on that.
Well, if you're going to do a PC gauntlet, what would you play?
I love Brink, and Brink on PC is way better because you get a lot more gaming, you know, actual team gamers on there. Sadly, most of my characters are on Xbox, so I'd have to beef up a couple characters really quick. But I like playing that one. Also, just some good versus, like, strategy games. Yeah.
Let's say if it's going to be me, I'm really stuck on MOBAs right now, so... I'd probably play League of Legends. Definitely would play League of Legends. I'd play Super Monday Night Combat. Hey, it's free to play and it runs on everything. It's a really good game. I'm trying to think what else I would probably play.
Also, just because on the PC version you get them all for free, Left 4 Dead, because you get all the maps.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead, that's actually something I'm pretty good with at PC.
Yeah, because on PC, if you have it on Steam, if you have Left 4 Dead 2 or Left 4 Dead 1, doesn't matter, you get all the DLCs for free. But if you have Left 4 Dead 2, you already have access to all the original maps from Left 4 Dead 1, which are beta maps that are constantly updated. So it's actually pretty fun because they've changed the maps.
Well, there's a lot of really cool user-generated maps, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of really kick-ass ones that you can find. There's that, like that Dawn of the Dead one we were going through. That was really fun. That was pretty cool.
It was really involved, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of their own voice acting and all kinds of stuff they did.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to do that, obviously you can find my Steam name on here and just friend me. As long as you're not asking me for my Team Fortress items, I'm cool with it. I had a problem with that for a while, and I know there's some bot, but I kept changing their name.
Is my Steam name on there?
I put your Steam name on there years ago.
I don't even remember what mine is. Is it Fuker23 or is it Gorgasm23?
Yeah, it's Fuker.
Oh, it is? Okay. All right.
But, yeah, we're both on there, and me and Trent are the Steam force behind this, so...
Yeah. Holly will be one day.
One day, so. When she gets a PC.
Yeah, when she gets a piece.
When she gets a piece.
A piece.
Maybe I'll lend her the laptop for a while.
Well, she could come over and play Left 4 Dead or something like that, or something that would run on that machine, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Almost the only thing that won't run on that machine is Witcher.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I spent a lot of money on it for a reason.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah... With that, write us at tiltcast or teabag@tiltcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
We also post the question on Facebook and Twitter, twitter.com/tiltcast.
And the question is, what games?
What games do you want us to play on PC?
Yeah.
We'll consider it. Me and Trent would probably be the ones heading that up.
Yeah.
Also, give us comments on our fucking iTunes page. And as soon as I get some approval back, we'll be on Stitcher, so... Excuse me. So you'll be able to find us there. I don't even know how that fucking works, but I'll let you guys know next week.
And then for this weekend, what we're going to be playing on Saturday at 10 p.m. Central is some Halo Reach. Going to go back.
Yeah, we're
going to
revisit some Reach.
Yeah, because it's been too long. My
I haven't played it in a while.
My headshot's getting a little rusty.
Yeah, now that I don't have to work weekends, I don't have to worry about how late I'm up.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Well, I have somebody who's trying to get me to make a glitter flamethrower with them this weekend, and I'm just like, how am I supposed to do that? And they're like, well, you're the technical person, you figure it out. And I'm like,
a glitter flamethrower?
Well, Vanessa does that Degrels thing, as well as her burlesque stuff and all that. And so she wanted me to help her make a glitter flamethrower, and I was just like, basically a device that just shoots a constant stream of glitter out. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, just get a fucking paintball gun. It'll destroy the paintball gun, but it will work if you get a full automatic, you know, and do it. It'll destroy it, but it'll work for a while. But she keeps bothering me about it. She's going to, like, you know, hey, you want to help me do this weekend? And I've been ignoring her messages.
I got an idea for that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I've had a few, but I don't think she has the money to buy the material, so that's why I'm avoiding it.
So you need a canister of compressed gas air.
Already covered this one. PVC piping, compressed air.
Right.
Fucking a funnel to drop everything in and just...
make yourself a valve.
Yeah. I already covered that one. I've got all the ideas.
And
then
what you can do is take like a 2-liter and screw it on the top and just fill it with glitter?
Yeah. Already done that one. So it's just... and you got to put a card underneath as the feed. So when you pull the card out, the glitter will start falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already covered that one. I don't think she has the money. So...
she doesn't have $50?
I don't think so.
She's out of luck.
They're scraping right now just because, you know, it's been tight right now, so...
she might as well just, like, fucking... just get a bucket of glitter and start just tossing it.
Yeah, for right now at least. So...
be the glitter girl.
Just get a fan. Sprinkle some fucking glitter in front of it.
That fan might cost $50.
Yeah, there you go. So steal it. Steal a fan. Anyway, so Halo Reach, where you don't have to steal fans. We will be playing that this Saturday. We're going to do medley of shit, I feel like. I feel like doing some, like, just every man for himself, as well as some team stuff. Maybe
I'd like to do some versus. I'd like to do some versus each other. I'd like to do some firefight again.
Yeah. What about Invasion? I love Invasion.
I do like Invasion. I want to get some good warm up before, and I haven't played it in a while, like maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm definitely gonna be on there this weekend. I'm really jonesing for some Gauntlet. So.
Yeah, I think Troy's gonna be around this weekend too. So, and I think he has Reach, so we can get him in.
Yeah, Will awesome. Should be on there too. Will's got Reach.
Yeah, I know he's got Reach. So. But Will,
he's got some Dobakine.
Yeah, some Dobakine. It's like Will Dobakine. That's his new name. It's the Will Dobakine.
I actually already updated on the website.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Put Will Skyrim Dobakine.
Dobakine. Yeah, nice.
But
his Thum is strong, like a pony.
Yeah, like a brony.
His Thum is like a pony. Anyways, but. So Reach is what we're going to be doing. That's our question. We got some shout-outs, don't we?
Yeah, obviously we want to promote the people that promote us. And we want to promote our cousin cast.
Have our hands in people's pants who have their hands in our pants.
So, Royal Canadian Tiltsman, our cousin cast up in Canada.
Our sisters in crime.
Elseworlds Podcast, which is actually podcasting right now from the Avengers.
Oh, really? They're out there doing that? That's awesome.
They got Chuck dressed up as the Hulk. They got Jesus as the Thor.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That is
Thor. He is the tan Thor.
That is one tan Swede.
Well, he's got really long hair, so...
I know, but he's still pretty fucking...
he's not very Swedish.
Yeah, he's very Mexican, so.
And they got their version of Will as
that would be
Iron Man.
That would be like El Thore, wouldn't it, or something like that.
My buddy Chuck got like a Hulk mask. And Hulk gloves.
Yeah.
And then, like, tore up some shorts and tore up, like, a shirt. And he painted his arms and his legs green.
So now he just looks like a crazy homeless guy.
No, they got some... I'm show you some pictures later, but it's pretty funny.
Nice.
But, yeah, they do comics.
What did the chick go as?
She couldn't make it.
Oh, she couldn't. Okay.
Yeah, Jen couldn't make it, but...
no, they should have dressed her up like,
They could have done, like, Black Widow or something.
Yeah.
It would have to be, obviously, the only female Avenger. There's more than one female Avenger, isn't there?
Yeah, there was eventually, but she could also have done, we won't go into it, but I'm too tired to remember at the moment. I'm trying to remember somebody's name, I'm blanking. So, but,
what was it? Yeah, they're super fucking excited for that. But anyways, moving on to the other people that have kind of helped us over the years, kind of build up tiltcast.com. We got bmfcast.com, Bad Movie Fiends. Mm-hmm. We got the carouselpodcast.com, which is our local buddies. John and Scott and Joey and Lauren and everybody else. We got extraplay.info.
Mm-hmm.
They host us as well as the Royal Canadian Tiltsman. We have the dynamicsoundtrack.com. They don't do it anymore, but shit, go over there and listen to some game music, give them some bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Give them a reason not to shut down that site. Maybe to bring it back up. You got NoQuarters.net, it's BMF doing video games once a month, and they're funny guys. And of course, TVGP.tv, they do good things. So, anyways, pretty much all we got tonight.
Yep.
Next week will be a full-fledged episode. Just didn't want to bitch out.
Yeah, we'll have everybody back on board. So,
sick. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, see ya.